Start the recording before I call.
Is he
him.
There? Is he on?
No. No, I'm going to call him now.
Why was he call? Was he really calling you, though?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Dan Bedondi. Add to call. Dan?
Dan Bedondi, yeah.
Hey, Dan, it's Bob and Chez. How you doing?
Not bad. How are you?
Good, good. Are you ready?
I'm ready, yep.
Okay, we're going to dive in. You're a little hot. Your microphone's a little hot.
Oh, my bad. Back it up. How's okay. That?
That's about the same, but I guess we'll deal with it.
How's that sound?
It's, I'm hearing lots of little crackling noises.
Right, how about that now?
That's good.
All right.
All right. I think we're good. All right, hang on a second. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network. The Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Hello, Bob here with this week's Bubble Genius Showcase Out of the Week. It's the dog days of summer, so go to BubbleGenius.com for their Happy Fluff Pup Wash Soap. It's soap for your dog, and frankly, I've actually used it on myself, too. Specially formulated for a very sensitive puppy, this soap's got essential oils that act as natural flea repellents and skin conditioners, plus colloidal oatmeal and shea butter to help alleviate itchy skin and to condition the coat. The raised paw bumps on the soap can also act as a bit of a massage bar. Only $6 at BubbleGenius.com, but if you use our promo code Bob and Chez, that's BOBANDCHEZ, you'll get 15% off your entire order, only at BubbleGenius.com. And now let the cartoons begin.
Recorded live in the USA and covering the whole wide world, this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
Right on!
With Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
I love carpet. I love desk.
Brick, are you just looking at things in the office and saying that you love them?
I love lamp.
Do you really love the lamp, or are you just saying it because you saw it?
I love lamp. I love lamp.
On the internet, we're the tops. Wonderful. He's the hot one.
Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show.
It is Thursday, July 16, 2015, and this is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show. I am Bob Seska. That is Chez Pazienza sitting right over there.
Hola.
Hi. We are brought to you by BubbleGenius.com. It is a website, and on that website, you buy soap. Lots of good soap and bath and body products. The best in the universe, I guarantee it. Also brought to you by the Bowen Law Group and attorney Charles J. Bowen. If you need a lawyer, better call Bo. Bowen Law Group wants to give free answers to legal questions from Bob and Chez Show listeners, so head over to thebowenlawgroup.com/Bob and Chez or click the link on the podcast page. It'll take you right over there. Thanks, as always, to our affiliates at the Huffington Post and littlegreenfootballs.com. All right, well, let's dispense with all the happy crappy and get right down to it. Let's welcome into our virtual studio our very special guest this week. A surprise guest, because we only figured it out a few days ago. Welcome to the studio, Dan Bedondi. Dan, how you doing? Okay, can you hear me okay?
Yep, yeah, you're fine.
Oh, there awesome. You go. All right, great. In case you're just joining us, in case you're listening to the show for the very first time, let you know who Dan is. Dan is a correspondent for Alex Jones's and correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, Dan. Dan is a correspondent for Alex Jones's InfoWars Network. He's also the host of the Truth Radio Show. It's a YouTube podcast, YouTube radio show, and it's carried on a bunch of different other YouTube channels. We first learned about Dan after, let's see. I think the first time I heard about Dan is right after the Boston Marathon bombing, when he interrupted the press conference there asking questions about whether the Boston Marathon bombing was a false flag. It was the first time I was familiar with Dan.
And I think me as well.
Yeah. And I think the first clip from Dan's show that we played on our show was when Dan was famously told to go F himself by State Senator Josh Miller and his gun-grabbing cameraman. That was fun. What did you think of that, Dan? When that first happened, what happened with Josh Miller and his cameraman? They really came after you, didn't they?
Oh, no, the whole story is both sides of the story. They failed miserably on their gun control, the Nazi gun control. I simply asked them a real question. How the hell does gun control take guns out of the hands of criminals? Mm-hmm. And they had no response, and the typical liberal assault is go F yourself. I mean, like, where's the proof? Where's the stats? When we get all the proof, history, and stats to back us up that more guns equals less crime.
Well, what I want to do is, in a little bit, I want to get into sort of the tactics, your sort of your MO as far as how you get this information, how you approach people. But first, right off the bat, I want to start right out with the Common Core dildo teacher. Now, you read a story on your show that turned out to be fake. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, this was kind of obviously fake, like a teacher teaching young children how to use an artificial penis. You also thought the Sandy Hook parents were suing Newtown over LAX security. That was like another thing that you thought. And it was actually lax security. But you thought the LAX airport was somehow involved. You bought it all immediately. And this is an important question. You bought those things immediately without looking at them critically. And to me, it speaks volumes about sort of your unquestioning belief in all of these conspiracy theories, most of them marketed by Alex Jones, who, let's face it, he's an entertainer, right? He's a radio guy. I mean, you being formerly a wrestler, I mean, you know the difference between entertainment and actual news in some way, right? So,
first of all, it wasn't Alex Jones. I mean, Alex sent me there. We had no clue what happened, what was going on, and nothing. And when we got the official narrative, now I want to explain why I asked these questions at the Boston Marathon.
I want to go. Back to like, what was your thought process? Like, when you saw that story about the Common Core.
I mean, like, I had a new producer come in. They print the articles out for me, and they sort them out on my desk and everything. And of course, I'm writing through the articles, and yeah, we come across fake ones. I mean, I actually retracted that story afterwards. But the thing is, any human being, if that was real, you would have a right to rant about that. I mean, but we did retract the story. Even InfoWars took the story down when they found out it was fake.
But I mean,
it's a mistake. You know what I mean? Plain and simple.
But you said, yeah, sure. But you said on Twitter that, and this was in our discussion earlier this week on Twitter, where you said you wouldn't be surprised if it actually happened.
Like, no, not at all. I mean, the disgusting crap that's going on in our schools today, I mean, it would not at all surprise me that this would happen.
It wouldn't surprise you if a teacher was teaching elementary school kids about dildos.
Not at all. I mean, the crap they're teaching kids today, and it wouldn't even surprise me. I mean, 10 years ago, yeah, absolutely. But the way things are going today, it would not surprise me.
Yeah.
What crap and who do you blame for that?
Well, it's the media, for one. You have mainstream media, I should say. They're the ones destroying the minds of people. The public school system's destroying the children. Teaching them, oh, the guns are bad. Guns kill people. No, it's guns that save liberty.
Does everything with you come back to guns? It seems to. I'm just curious.
It's just an example of what they're doing to the children here. You know what I mean? And now they're teaching the kids, it's okay to be transgender. I mean, it was an article, I forgot the source of it. A little boy used a little girl's bathroom. There was three girls in there. The girls made a complaint about it, and they're the ones who got threatened with hate crime if they said anything. I mean, where are the morals in this country anymore?
Do you think, Dan, that they should be teaching how to use guns in schools?
Oh, no, not at all. But I mean, that to teach them, say, hey, gun safety, hey, you know, if you see a weapon, you know, because how many years, hundreds of years, kids grew up in this country, guns hanging on the fireplace, loaded weapons and everything, didn't even touch it. They knew how to shoot at 12 years old, and there were no problems. It was when they started implementing gun control, that's where all the problems started, and started brainwashing. When you have your own Senator Dianne Feinstein, I mean, this girl is just a moron, okay? She says when the gunman realizes that nobody else is armed, he will lay down his weapons and turn himself in, and that's just the human nature. And I don't know what planet she's living on, like Fantasy Island or something, and you have Eric Holder openly saying we need to brainwash
Fantasy
people
Island is
into thinking
island.
Guns are bad. This is all on record. He said this back in 95. We can play the video for that. And, you know, they are brainwashing America to say, hey, you know, we need to turn our guns in. We need to censor our First Amendment because we don't have a right to say that being gay is wrong.
I think we're getting ahead of ourselves a little bit, Dan. I want to go back to your point of view when it comes to conspiracy theories in general, and which is why I kind of led off with the Common Core dildo teacher, because it seemed like you bought into it right away. And it seems to me as if the whole idea behind conspiracy theories is questioning authority. That's always, that's sort of, it, wouldn't you agree that that's sort of the broad stroke concept behind what you do and what Alex Jones does?
Questioning the official narrative.
Yeah. Okay. And so,
when you're into journalism, everybody that wants to become a reporter, right? They become a reporter for what? To seek the truth. I mean, I talk to tons of mainstream media reporters, former ones like Ben Swan, Amber Lyon, all these people. They are sick of being censored by mainstream media.
Let me ask you this then. Are you forming your own theories? Or are you basically, because on your show, I mean, what I see a lot of is you just reading InfoWars conspiracy theories.
No, like, they're not InfoWars conspiracy theories. I mean, people don't understand, okay? When we hear stories, we go investigate it, and we write our own stories. Alex trusts us with our own stories. He doesn't sit there. He doesn't know 60% of what goes on over InfoWars. Mm. People blame Alex. I was in Boston, okay? I seen what happened. I seen all the stuff going down. I'm the one that came out with those questions. Alex didn't call me and say, hey, Dan Badania, why don't you ask these questions? No, so I'm the one to form my own questions.
So Alex Jones,
why was that the first place that you went? Why was that the first place your mind went, that this explosion that, you know, that hurt and killed these people had to be some sort of false flag intended to...
For one, on record, local 15 news reports, they were interviewing coaches and police on the finish line. They all thought it was some kind of a drill because they said, oh, we heard a loud announcement saying, everybody stay calm, this is just a drill, then boom, boom, there goes the explosions.
No. They were detonating other devices after the initial bombing.
Locations, I mean, come on. Then you had... Boston Globe tweeted out earlier that morning that they were doing controlled demolition.
That's been debunked.
Yeah.
No, it hasn't been debunked.
Yes, it has been debunked.
I contacted the woman from the Boston Globe, and she confirmed that. She tried to deny it first, but she confirmed that we went up. And 3,000 people retweeted that off the Boston Globe's Twitter.
So
first of all, that has been debunked. But secondly, because of this, please don't. You've decided because of a couple of coincidences or a couple of oddities that happened during a very high stress situation when there was a lot of chaos, you've come to the conclusion that the United States government killed its own people. How do you get from point A to point B on that? See, this is the issue that I have, and this is the problem that I have, and this is why for all the fun that we make of you and all the time thing that we joke about it, you know what? Seriously, it's all in good fun, man. There's no bullshit. We're not out to get you. We're just having fun. We're poking fun. But for all of that, the real issue that I do have with you is that you're doing harm by believing this crap. That's what bothers me. All right, fine. Listen, seriously. I'll let you talk in just a second. I promise. I mean it. I want to know where you get from. There are a couple of coincidences, a couple of things that don't seem to add up, to this unbelievable conspiracy that you figure out. I mean, here's how it works when it comes to proving things. If you make an outlandish claim, you have to be able to prove it. Not just say, well, you know what, isn't this strange? Yeah, maybe it is strange. But you have to be able to prove it. And if you can't actually prove it, I get to look at you and say, no, man, that's bullshit. And just honestly, just dismiss it as easily as you say it.
Well, it's not bullshit. It's fact. I mean, the Twitter...
People
think they debunked it. It did exist on the Boston Globe's Twitter.
No. What you're referring to right there is a simple error in time zone. Boston is in one time zone. Austin and other places in the United States are in different time zones.
I'm in the same time zone. I'm 45 minutes away from Boston.
Yeah, but when it was initially reported, and it wasn't initially reported on your Twitter timeline exclusively, it was reported elsewhere. The timing that the Boston Globe released that tweet is different in different places in different time zones. You understand? So what may look like it was an hour early.
Early in the morning.
The difference is that it's earlier in the day the farther west you go. Do you understand? So what may have been read in Chicago or what may have been read in Austin, Texas or Los Angeles comes down into that person's Twitter on their time, not Boston time, on their time.
Well,
so
I'm
therefore, it seemed like
okay?
There's.
It came out early in the morning, well hours before the bomb.
I would really, I, you know what? I would really like to see. I'd really. I'd really.
The Boston police even confirmed that there was bomb drills. Okay, and it happened coincidentally in the same two locations where those other.
So let me ask you this then: how does there being a bomb drill? And let's face it, we live in a post 9/11 world where there are cautions and precautions taken before a big event like the Boston Marathon or the Super Bowl. Why is it so outlandish? And I'm not saying there was, because I think you're making a mistake based on time zones. But let's say that there actually were drills run before the finish of the Boston Marathon. How does that eventually evolve into false flag attacks staged by the government in order to get your guns? I don't understand that connection.
Which, by the way, hasn't happened, since our guns are still very much in your fucking hands.
Why is people in New York can't own, you know, honest citizens can't own firearms in New York and Chicago?
That's not true. Big thing that's happened to you? Seriously? That's it. That's it for you. The fact that it's harder to get a gun in Chicago and harder to get a gun in New York. That's the government moving in to take everything away, take all your rights.
You know, after the
27 square miles. Let's add it up. Let's say about 40 square miles in the entire country.
Mm-hmm. And they shut Watertown down. Illegally, busting into people's homes, kicking them out for hours. I was there, okay? I interviewed four people. They were terrified by the police, not because of terrorists.
Yes, because
they were terrified by the police.
Yes, because you know why they were going into people's houses like that? And I'm sure they did it lawfully. I'm sure it wasn't illegally. But you know what? Sometimes when there are a couple of terrorists on the loose, you know, they search through neighborhoods. They do that, especially when the terrorists are, you know, in those neighborhoods. That just happens. I mean, where do they find Dzhokhar Dzhernyiv? They found him in a boat behind someone's house.
Oh yeah, and he mysteriously writ his confession letter in blood, which is hard to believe.
I don't think he writ his thing in anything. I don't think that's true.
What happened to the Fourth Amendment? You know, busting into people's homes without a warrant.
Well, you don't know that that was happening.
I was there.
You were there. You were there with the police as they entered houses after the Boston Marathon bombing.
Oh, the area blocked off. I mean,
you weren't there. You didn't see. You couldn't tell what was going on.
But they just pushed in. Even confirmed this. Watch our interview on InfoWars. We interviewed the neighbors of the area where the shootout took place and the bomb. You know, so called bomb that went off. Mm.
Do you think Dzhokhar Dzhernyiv's larynx was chopped out by Israeli doctors?
No, you know what happened? It was the pot bomb that he left there at the Boston Marathon bombing that brought down Building 7.
So first of all, the first suspects, okay, by the FBI, okay, the first press conference, I was at every one of the press conferences.
I know you were.
First suspect, right? He was a white guy, okay? They were going to go after the Patriot groups, okay? They were going to demonize them as terrorists, which is on record, okay? The MIAC report, Homeland Security's endgame, they classify returning veterans as terrorists. Worse than Al-Qaeda, they're from their own document.
That's not true. That's not true. First of all,
Google stuff for yourself.
You do realize there are Homeland Security documents based on right-wing extremists and also left-wing extremists, because there are both. There just happens to be many, 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 many more right-wing extremists because they believe in things like gun ownership.
Because gun owners are bad people.
No. They're not saying that. Gun owners, for God's sake. You know, there hasn't been a new gun law passed at the federal level in years, and in fact, they were repealed. The assault weapons ban was allowed to expire.
Maine just became a sixth state this year.
I mean, do you have any idea how much money the NRA spends on individual campaigns in a single year? I mean, the NRA is the most powerful lobbyist group in maybe the world.
I'm not talking about the NRA.
This just shows how the power of the gun lobby to manipulate members of Congress and at the state level to not pass a damn thing as far as gun control. So all of this this unhinged screeching about gun grabbing is ridiculous, because it's just not happening. I wish it would, because I do think that to a certain degree there needs to be sensible regulations. Can you recite the entire Second Amendment for me? Do you know
to form a well-regulated militia and to right to bear arms shall not be infringed.
Exactly. Well, you did just notice
shall not be infringed these people don't understand. And you're saying, oh, we're not taking any guns. Oh, well, guess
hang on.
I swear to God,
Dan,
dude.
Dan, I just asked her.
Hearing you say.
Tell you different. People in your state, California, will tell you different.
First of all, I'm the only one in California. Secondly, I got to tell you seriously for just a second. Hearing you yell shall not be infringed is like hearing the Stones do Satisfaction.
On that note, we're going to take a break. We're going to take a brief commercial break, and we're going to come back and continue to talk about the Second Amendment right after this. Okay, let's talk Patreon. In case you're just joining us, we're rallying all of our listeners to sponsor our little podcast here, and if we reach our crowdfunding goal, we'll give you new full-length shows every weekday. Meanwhile, if you pledge $1, $5, $10, or $15 per month, you'll not only help finance the show, but you'll also get Patreon-only rewards, such as our post-mortem show, our drunken after-party podcast, and for $15 per month, you'll get all of that, plus a commercial-free, unbleeped version of our full-length Tuesday and Thursday shows. If everyone listening right now pledged just $1 a month, that's 12 cents per show, we'd far exceed our goal. Go right now to patreon.com/Bob and Chez. That's patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Thank you for your support.
Bob and Chez Show.
Yes, welcome back to it. It is our Thursday show. Thank you so much for joining us today. Okay, we're back with Dan Bedondi from InfoWars and thetruthradioshow.com.
You're being educated.
Yes, about the.
That's how I like to look at it.
So let me ask you, you read for us before the break the text of the Second Amendment, and I wanted to ask you, do you see the words or the hyphenated words well-regulated in there?
Absolutely.
Okay, well,
National Guard, because it was this was created 150 years before the National Guard existed.
Yes, but you understand there were militias then.
It was also created.
Oh, no, well-regulated, in other words, you don't just have random people going doing random things. Absolutely not. You have a militia corps that's all under a regulation. In other words, everybody's into, you know what I mean, one system, so to speak, that they're being directed.
Yeah, but you understand that
people jump in and go do random things.
You basically
that's just in case we have a tyrannical government. That's what the Second Amendment was created for. Yep, not against thieves only.
Yep,
not for duck hunting. It was created against a tyrannical government, mainly ours, and to protect ourselves from criminals and our own government.
Yeah.
That's what it was created for.
Yeah.
That's been a real problem over the past 150 years.
So let me ask you, Dan.
They have guns where they should have guns.
Exactly.
Who's that? Wait, who's that? Someone else is there. Who are you joined by?
My producer, Kevin LaProd.
Oh, hi, Kevin. Thanks for joining us. We're interviewing Dan. We didn't know we'd be interviewing you, too. Okay. All right. Never mind.
No.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about Boston. I don't want to talk about Boston right now. I'm talking about guns. Dan, I'm going to have to mute your microphone.
Same questions if you knew that. And the thing is, if I was wrong, why did they not answer my questions? If they answered my questions, I would have dropped it at that. I would have said, okay, all right, whatever. But they did not answer my questions. They, ignorance shows guilt, plain and simple.
Because, Dan, you're a screaming boob. You're yelling at people. You're going up and shouting false flags. Of course you're not going to get a real f***ing answer out of them.
Yeah, the first question I asked very calmly, you can hear that right on the audio. I did not yell and scream. I asked the question. I got ignored, plain and simple.
Well, I remember you yelled distinctively at Josh Miller and his gun-grabbing cameraman. I know that for sure because we have the audio of that.
Actually, guys, that was me that made that happen.
Yeah, it was.
Hey, Kevin, were you the guy who was flagrantly hitting on that reporter at the beach the other day, on video?
No, it wasn't. No.
Okay.
No,
all right.
I was going to say, good job. That worked out.
What I said was the majority is outside. That's what I said to the state senator. The majority is outside.
Well, you understand that. Hold on.
He didn't tell the people that had over 1,000 people outside versus 40 people that were against the guns.
Dan, okay. I need to ask you this then. And also, you know what? Kevin's free to respond too, as far as the majority being outside. Have you seen recent polls regarding gun control and people wanting sensible gun control laws, like extensive, like additional background checks at, you know, at internet sales and gun shows. You seen those numbers? NRA members by a supermajority margin support those things. Republicans by supermajority margins, you know, support those things. The reason they're not passed is not because you're yelling at Josh Miller and his gun grabbing cameraman. They're not passed because the NRA owns Congress. That is it. That goes back to what I was saying before.
Excuse me, but all seven of those gun control bills here in Rhode Island failed because of us. So what we did, we had 1,100 people outside testifying.
That's
we
not
shut those bills down.
No, they. You know what? The gun control bills failed because the NRA owns the legislatures. They own the state houses.
Gun control does not work. It's historically and statistically proven. Gun control does not work.
How the hell do you know? We've never actually tried it.
Let's play devil's advocate, okay? Let's take Chicago. They pride themselves on the strongest gun control in the country. 4th of July, anybody that has a mind of their own, go to the computers right now. 83 shootings, all by criminals, in Chicago. New York, all the shootings are by who? Criminals. All these mass shootings are done by criminals with illegal guns, okay? Most of them, in all gun-free zones. All. You never see that crap happen when a place is armed. Never. I mean, that's all statistically proven.
Yeah. So, like in Australia, when they passed an assault weapons ban, and after that, there were no more mass shootings.
States with no gun control have the lowest crime and murder rates in the country.
Yeah, but you understand that some of those things are multi-causal. Like, there are different factors that weigh in to where there is crime and where there is not crime, and it's not just about the guns. That's like, you know, that's
so
like
it is. It's all it's about, because they want to disarm America, just like Hitler did. They want to disarm America so they could take our civil liberties. That's exactly.
There it is.
The United Nations.
Total
gun ban in America.
Please stop. There it is. You have this absolutely outlandish belief that if we didn't have guns, there would be... How do you feel about Jade Helm? Do you think Jade Helm's a real thing? Do you think they're going to take over Texas? I'm asking.
I don't think they're going to take over Texas. I think what they're doing is a proxy thing here. They're just testing things out like a beta test because they want to condition the American public to get used to military on the street. Like Boston and Watertown here, they want to condition the people that a police state is okay. And then, no, it's not all right for the military to police our state. It's called posse comitatus.
And what proof do you
ever
have
get tired of this? Do you ever, like, think, God, I wish I could wake up one morning and have a normal life and be
absolutely,
like, you know.
I would love to. I would love to be wrong about all this. I would.
But you are.
No, I'm not wrong. I got
of course
stats
you are. It doesn't know. No, that's horseshit,
right,
dude.
Tell me. Show me how I'm wrong.
See, like I said, I don't have to. The beauty of it is that you're the one making the claim.
So, yeah.
That which is offered up without evidence can be dismissed without evidence.
And disprove and Chez. All I got to do. Show yourself.
All right, hey, listen. Okay, I'm gonna have to let me jump in here, everybody, because we're using Skype. We need to have one person talking at a time. And Chez gets the priority. So if Chez is talking, I don't want Dan talking, and I don't want Kevin talking. Because you know what happens? Then I can't hear any of you. And that goes out on the show. So one at a time, please. And again, Chez is one of the hosts of the show, so he gets priority here. Okay? So let's then proceed.
The issue is that I don't have to prove anything. That's the beauty of it. I hear that all the time. I hear...
stations and you don't have to prove nothing.
What did I just say?
Well, let me explain something to you, okay?
Please
do. You're a show, okay? You should be ashamed of yourself. God forbid I mispronounce a word or somebody's last name or I misspell something. God forbid. People would rather hear the truth from somebody that stumbles versus somebody that could talk perfectly and tell nothing but lies.
Keep right. talking, dude.
What else? Yeah.
Yeah, what else, man? Educate us.
No, I'm not sitting here trying to do anything. I'm just trying to tell people the truth, that's all. But you guys base your show on making fun of people. Because God forbid I misspelled somebody's last name wrong. You know, who cares? Who cares? People want the truth out there. And you audiences out there listening to Bob and Chez's show, I don't want you to listen to me. I don't. I want you, everything I said, go on Google, go research the stuff for yourself. I mean, it's all on record, all of it.
Okay.
Okay, thanks. All right, so let's. I want to go back to guns for a second. Do you think that there should be? Do you think just like anyone should own as many guns as they want, or any variety of firearm? Let me finish my question, Dan. Do you think they should be allowed to own as many guns as they can afford and whatever firearm they can get their hands on? Do you believe that that should be legal?
Well, the founding father said, George Washington, the public should be armed to the teeth just as much.
So,
as
so, so your answer, your answer.
What research that quote?
Yeah, something tells me that that's all, that quote is probably also attributed to like 3 dozen other people as well.
That's not just one. Okay, there's hundreds upon hundreds of quotes about how important the public is having firearms.
So you think the public should be able to own like RPGs and rocket launchers and, you know, whatever they want, just heavy artillery in their backyards?
Well, if the military owns it, we should.
Oh, really? What could possibly go wrong?
What gives the military a right to do it? You know, which protects us, the citizens? Our founding fathers stated countless number of times in so many documents, okay, they stated how important it is for the civilians to be well-armed.
Do you realize, Dan, do you realize, of course, that the founding fathers couldn't, under any circumstances, possess the imagination to conjure up the kinds of weaponry that we have now. Mm. They could, back then, it took you, what, a minute, 2 minutes to reload after you fired one shot? They had no inkling of what was to come.
They had reloadable guns and such. I mean, they
cannons.
Had
wow, you know what? You're right. Dude, yeah. That's, I'm yeah, sorry. Yeah. I stand corrected. It's exactly the same way today.
It doesn't matter. Same scale as today. Yeah, sure, we got more advanced weapons. But it doesn't change nothing.
Okay.
All right.
It shall not be infringed, period.
So please say it again, please, man. I love that, I swear.
Shall not be infringed, the Second Amendment.
Do you guys know what that means? Shall not be infringed?
No, but please tell us again, Dan and Kevin. We don't know.
I want to hit you. I want to hit yours.
Guys. Please explain to your audience what shall not be infringed means. Period. Plain and simple. No room for interpretation. Shall not be infringed, period. That's it.
No, we're not going to do that because it's a stupid.
Oh yeah, because it's a silly question. Guns are killing people. How about why don't you tell your audience how knives kill more people? Yeah, drunk drives kill more people. Yeah, let's ban the car. Let's ban all the knives now. Okay?
Oh, I see.
Let's ban the hammer that kills more people. Yeah, than guns do.
You understand though the difference between a car and a gun? A car has a stated intrinsic purpose that is as apart from injuring or killing a living creature.
The Second Amendment has a well purpose as well.
Okay.
All right, so you're not going to answer that question.
I'm going to put government and criminals. That's exactly right.
Look, I was going to avoid this, but I kind of have to bring it up. I don't really have much of a choice because for me, this is the thing that separates you from being some guy who comes on the radio or whatever and rants about UFOs, which is fine. You know, you can talk about the Illuminati. You can talk about UFOs. You can talk about, you know, biblical prophecy, whatever the hell you want. That doesn't affect me.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The Bible's hate speech. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
No, the Bible's not hate speech. It's just, to me, it doesn't matter because I don't believe in it, and that's my choice, and that's okay.
Yeah, liberty.
You know, just like you're allowed to believe in it. Cool? We both good on that?
Yeah. It's liberty, isn't it?
Yeah, liberty. All about liberty. Liberty.
Liberty. Everyone's at liberty. Yeah, liberty.
Okay, so listen. All right, so here's the thing, though. Here's where you go from being just, you know, a guy shouting at clouds to somebody who really is a problem. Answer a question for me. Do you believe that the Sandy Hook massacre happened?
I hope. To God, I'm wrong, and I pray I'm wrong. But then again, I don't want the deaths of children either. But just to say, devil's advocate here, it really happened like they said it did. Now, again, it goes back to the guns, okay? If there was an armed guard at that school, those kids would be alive today. But personally, all the evidence that I have seen, okay, and we've been to all the FOIA hearings with Wolfgang Halbig, these people lie out their asses, okay? I don't believe it happened. I don't. And if somebody could prove me wrong, I will gladly, humbly, okay, apologize.
Again, they don't have to prove you wrong because you're the one making the crazy claims.
Exactly.
Oh, crazy claims, yeah. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of crazy claims.
But you understand, though, if you bring it up, you're going to have to back up what you say, and you can't. Here's a question about arming the teachers and the principal and all that stuff and how that may have prevented Sandy Hook. Dan, I don't know if you remember 1981. But in 1981, Ronald Reagan was shot. So was Press Secretary James Brady. A police officer was also shot. Hinckley was surrounded by Secret Service agents who all were carrying Uzi submachine guns. And yet John Hinckley Jr. was still able to get off enough rounds to shoot the president in the chest. Tell me again how good guys with guns stop bad guys with guns. There are photographs of Secret Service agents, let me finish, carrying Uzi submachine guns. Not typical handguns, Uzi automatic submachine guns.
Stop
a damn thing. Kevin, we only have a half an hour to go, so I want to keep the conversation to Dan. Dan was invited on the show, and I want to talk to Dan. So I want Dan's response to that. Good guys with guns don't always stop bad guys with guns.
Because they stopped him from killing. He could have killed other people. They stopped him. Yeah, sure, he got a shot or two off. No big deal. But they actually stopped. He could have shot the president and everybody else in the crowd.
You just said no big deal in reference to the assassination attempt on President Reagan. I just want to be clear about that.
Not in that context, okay? In other words, it's no big deal because they had armed guns. They could have shot other people, okay? Other people would have been shot if there was no armed guns.
Yeah, and especially if they had, like, an extended clip. If he had extended clips back then, you know, he would have shot a bunch of people. I think we should have more extended clips, don't you?
Well, yeah, I have extended clips on my guns.
Why?
Because I feel safe with them. It's my Second Amendment to do so. Shall not be infringed.
Okay.
There it is.
Shall not be infringed.
That's all that
matters. Yep. Yeah, but the whole thing is, here's my thing, okay?
Yeah, here, what's your thing?
Like I said all the time, if you could debunk me, you have not, okay, provided no evidence to debunk my question.
Well, that means I have. You said I've not provided no evidence, and that means I have. So let me
ask again, I don't have to debunk you. We don't have to debunk you. Mm-hmm. You are the one who is required to put forth evidence. And so far, all you have are a couple of coincidences and some other, Yeah, dude, you don't have any actual proof. If you're such a f***ing great journalist, please go uncover some awesome proof, man. Yeah. I will be more than happy to listen to it.
I don't know if you actually watch our reports, but anybody listening out there, when we have a report, we write an article, there's tons of leaks of the sources of our proof. We put the articles on the screen where you could go yourself to research the stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, we're just reporting what we learned. That's it.
I think you should read, Dan, I think you should spend some time with a couple of books. I think you should read the book, All the President's Men. I think you should go back and read the book, All the President's Men, about the reporting on Watergate by Woodward and Bernstein, and find out how exactly real journalists operate, where they think critically. Dan, no one can hear you when I'm talking because of the way Skype works, and all they hear is, okay? So let me finish. Read that book and find out, maybe crack a good like Journalism 101 textbook. Find out what it takes to put together a real news story. Not just blurting any theory that you find. It means putting the story together and constantly, constantly second-guessing every bit of information you have. Figuring out the who, what, when, where, and why is step one. Step two is just thinking critically about your own work. Okay? Go and learn that. Because then, you know what? You certainly have the tenacity. You go and learn that, and maybe you'll get somewhere. Maybe people will start to take you seriously outside of the InfoWars universe, okay? All right, in addition to that, I want to go back to the gun question, then I want to move on to abortion. Okay, do you think that the mentally ill should be allowed to carry firearms, as many as they want?
If they don't pose a threat to society, why not?
Well, if they do, let's say they do. Let's say they've had psychotic breaks and there have been issues with them.
Then you got to start nailing them down because you have these doctors who work for federal government.
Well,
psychotic. They're doing this to the veterans.
I'm just asking. Look, I just stick to the guns. Do you think they should be allowed to own guns? Like, let's say.
They're doing this to the veterans to say they're not mentally capable of having weapons when they're fine. Okay, I got friends who are like this.
Let's just say there is a guy who was convicted of making a woman's suit out of human skin, like in Silence of the Lambs. And he goes to prison for 20 years, gets out of prison. Should that guy be allowed to own as many firearms as he wants?
No, I already stated law-abiding citizen.
All right, law-abiding citizen. So you're into regulation. That's a regulation, Dan. That's a regulation, and that flies directly in the face of shall not be infringed. Do you see how that blanket statement doesn't always apply?
No, it doesn't.
It does. It does. It absolutely does. You're saying that these people can't own a gun. You just said yourself that Buffalo Bill from Silence of the Lambs, after he gets out of prison, can't own a gun. You just said that.
No, that was stated. Shall not be infringed means your rights shall not be infringed. But if you commit a crime, you pay your dues to society.
That's
the way it
works
back then.
But
when you paid your dues to society, you were granted your full right.
Well, you know what? Maybe you can get in your 1.21 gigawatt DeLorean and go back to 1776, where things were simpler and there weren't mental patients and psychotic breaks and crazy people.
The vaccines and all these GMOs.
Oh, here we go. All right, you know what? We're gonna take one last break, and we're gonna come back. And I got some questions for you about abortion. We'll come back with more show right after this.
You can't always get a clean you can feel good about inside and out unless you're using Bubble Genius Bath and Body Products. See, Bubble Genius is a woman-owned small business proudly creating our vegan-friendly products in America and supporting other U.S. businesses by buying our ingredients and supplies from them as often as possible. Plus, you'll be hard-pressed to find packaging as recyclable as ours. Visit BubbleGenius.com and check out our cause-related items, too, like our global warming soap and a lot more. We donate our proceeds for those items to worthy causes, like organizations combating climate change and mountaintop removal mining. Good stuff like that. We also send our products to the troops overseas through our Buy a Soldier a Shower campaign. Because the least we can do is keep them smiling and smelling great, right? So visit BubbleGenius.com and feel good and clean. Bubble Genius. Doing our part to make the world a better place, one bathtub at a time. That's BubbleGenius.com.
This is the Bubble Genius Bob and Chez Show with Bob Seska and Chez Pazienza.
Of course it is, and welcome back. Thanks for supporting the show at patreon.com/Bob and Chez. Really, really appreciate it. Also, thanks for supporting our Amazon link. Go to the BobSeska.com Amazon link. It's right below the logo. And we get a commission from everything you buy at Amazon.com. Thank you. Thank you so much. And thank you for supporting us on Amazon Prime Day yesterday. Really appreciate it. Got a lot of sales. It was huge.
Where you could have bought like a giant thing of spit.
Yeah.
Since that's what they were selling during that. It was basically crap.
Discount spit. That's right. Thank you.
All
right.
Yeah. It's all that you would never need in a million years.
And just real quick, Dan, before we get back into the issues, I remember on your show you said that the title Bubble Genius in the name of our show makes us sound a little gay. Is that what you were kind of saying about that?
Yeah, actually, it was.
Yeah, you understand that that's the name of our sponsor, right?
I don't care. It's not my sponsor.
I don't care. So therefore, it makes us...
PC person, I'm far from politically correct.
So yeah, I know, because gay people are weird and awful, right?
No, I just said that I got friends who are gay.
Okay, well, that's fine. But you remember you said you used that in a negative way, though.
Actually, hang on, I got to ask one quick question. Do you think we're politically correct, Dan?
Oh yeah, you guys go along with anything the media tells you. I mean, what's wrong? Let me ask you two a question.
Okay,
what is wrong with asking questions?
There's nothing wrong, but I'm telling you, don't
questions come there when answered. If I was wrong. Like in Sandy Hook 2 or Wolfgang, if we were wrong, okay, why couldn't those questions be answered? Why?
Because there's a decorum to journalism. What you do is you ask the questions when people are prepared to answer them.
You're following
officials from Newtown up and down the street and shouting questions at them. Do you think that they should answer you? Do you honestly, are you deluded enough to believe that they have an obligation to answer you as you stalk them while they walk to their car?
Dan, you
public officials.
Dan, just stop for a second, please. You're arguing. Please stop.
If they would answer my questions, I would have stopped. If they would answer Wolfgang's questions, he would have stopped.
Dan, you're arguing. You're making the argument.
No, I'm not making the argument.
What happened in there? No, listen to me. You are coming from the position all right, fine. Are you gonna shut the fuck up or what? Listen, just for a minute.
Draw a lunatic tinfoil hat on. Yep.
Okay. No, Dan. No.
Stay up there, listen. Hey, Do right, not you know to myself or Baba Chez. Do your own research. I'm telling everybody listening right now. Do your own research. Don't listen to Dan Bedard.
I promise you that no one will listen to you.
No.
You're right about that. Now,
I want to go on record here. I want to thank you, Bob and Chez. I really do, because the last 2 years you've been slandering me. You guys actually brought, about 1,000 people over to my show. You listen to you, Bob and Chez trash you. We looked you up to see who you were, and we said, oh, this guy's telling the truth. He's from the heart and everything else, and thank you for bringing some fans over to the
show. I'm really glad. I'm sure I have no doubt that we have a lot of cross audience.
Yeah, lots of the same people listening to us and listening to you.
Honestly, us Rhode Islanders got to stick together, right? Yeah, my family's from Providence.
You know what else, Dan? You understand that some people will listen to our show because they don't like us. You understand how that works. Sometimes people go over and they read one of my articles or one of Chez's articles at the Daily Banter, and they go, oh, I don't like these guys. And then they maybe can stumble upon you and like what you have to say. You understand how that works sometimes. It's not like,
you know, there's people on my show that don't like me. They listen to just to see, like you guys, listen to my show to see what I'm going to say wrong.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to ask you.
By the way, just stop for a second. By the way, we appreciate you coming on. I mean that.
Yeah.
What I want to get back to, because this is really important to me. This is the one thing that's really important to me, is that you're following people from Sandy Hook, from people from Newtown, Connecticut around. Mm-hmm. And the basic argument that you're making and asking these questions is, like you said, you believe that their children either didn't exist at all or weren't actually killed.
Right.
And that makes you a fucking monster. Oh,
how about you liberals exploiting the deaths of these poor kids if it really occurred for gun control? How about that, huh?
Right, I'm not exploiting.
Michael Bloomberg funded Mothers Demand Action, all these groups all over New England to push gun control, but he failed miserably here in Rhode Island because we don't tolerate that crap, okay?
Yeah, you know what? Dan, that's kind of like saying.
I will go apologize to every one of those parents, and I will humbly admit I was wrong. But all the evidence is stacking up. There was no bodies seen. Columbine, all the media seen the bodies being carried out. How come 8 minutes from the first shot they had official body count, huh? Answer that one. How come all the media and the cameras and helicopters didn't see
that,
no
bodies? Well,
that is not proof. You have no proof. You're asking questions, but guess what? Questions don't equal proof. That doesn't say anything to me. You can ask me, why did Building 7 fall? That means nothing. It doesn't mean shit unless you've got something that proves to me that this happened. All right. Okay. You know what, dude?
Harry Silverstein, you own the complex. He admitted on record, it was a New York firefighter there. They said they pulled Building 7, they blew Building 7 up. Larry Silverstein on television, worldwide TV, admitted.
Please stop. When Silverstein said pull it, he was talking about the fire crew. He wasn't talking about the building.
Because it's a demolition term. Pull it. Research that.
He was talking about the crew because.
Oh no! I'm sorry. He's talking about his penis toe. That's pull. Yeah.
Dan, you know what? You're right. We should definitely talk to Phil.
Yeah.
Why are we talking to you?
Yeah. Why don't we just get Phil on the show? Dan, I got it. Would change gears to another topic.
By the way, Bob, I really, really apologize for all of the bleeps.
I know. I'm going to have a lot of fun bleeping the show. Let me ask you this, Dan. One of the most horrified instances I can remember from your TruthRadioShow.com. is when you said that people should get into vans and fill them with C4 and drive them through abortion clinics. Why do you support terrorism, Dan?
Oh, no, and I said, what else did I say after that? As long as nobody's in the building.
So what? Doesn't matter if anybody's in the building. You understand how that's still terrorism, right?
It doesn't matter. These people are evil.
It doesn't matter that it's terrorism.
Babies, all right?
No, I don't care. So you support terrorism. So you just admitted that you support terrorism.
I'm trying to justify the means here, okay? It's okay for them to kill countless numbers of babies for this legal satanic bloodlust.
I mean, that's legal, and terrorism is illegal.
Did you say satanic?
Satanic bloodlust. That's all it is. Margaret Sanger.
There's the name of the show. Okay. So
Satanic Bloodlust. I love that band, yeah. By the way. I love it.
Let me ask you this, then. I just want to be perfectly clear about this. You support terrorist attacks inside the United States using vans and C4. I just want to be perfectly clear on that. What?
It's defending not children.
No, it's not. It's still terrorism.
Look at the definition of terrorism. But terrorism is to cause terrorists to terrify people.
Yeah, and you don't think that's going to terrify people driving vans full of C4 into abortion clinics?
Kill babies, all right?
Yeah.
It's okay for a girl to spread her legs and they put the meat grinder to the child. Oh, that's okay, though.
It's like Carcass lyrics. I love this.
Yeah, I know.
It's like death metal lyrics.
We've gone into another level of Dante's Hell right now. Okay, so, but you understand how that's still... You understand, I just...
Somebody wants to burn every one of those damn Planned Parenthoods down, as long as there's nobody in the building, like I stated the first time.
But it's still terror. Still terrorism. Still terrorism. Let me ask you this, Dan. Dan. If the planes had flown into the World Trade Centers and there had been no one in there, and I know you don't believe they actually did, but let's just say for, you know, argument's sake, that if the planes flew into the World Trade Center and there had been nobody in those buildings at the time, would that still be terrorism?
Absolutely.
Okay, then what's the difference?
There's a big difference because Planned Parenthood places kill innocent children.
So it's okay if it's retribution. You don't think that those terrorists were trying to get back at the United States for some sort of egregious wrong that they claimed?
No, it's all hype. Okay, it's the CIA. We got to watch out for terrorism. We got to give up our civil liberties so they can stick their hands down our pants.
But you understand?
That's not the point.
Is the point.
You understand the point I'm trying to make, though. You understand that what I'm trying to say? That it doesn't matter whether people are in a building or whether people are actually harmed. That terrorism is still terrorism.
There's nobody in the building.
So it doesn't matter. It's still terrorism.
No, it's not, because you're saving the lives of millions of innocent children.
Okay, so what if the business that was happening in the World Trade Center was a defense contractor making white phosphorus, and they're killing people in war zones overseas. So would that be okay?
As long as nobody died from it.
So you'd be okay with Al Qaeda? You'd be okay with Al Qaeda flying planes?
That's saying our military bombing strategic targets.
This is hilarious.
You're trying to compare apples to oranges, yet.
Never in my wildest dreams did I think that on this program I could get Dan Badani to basically admit that what the Al Qaeda did on 9/11 was okay, as long as there was no one harmed.
That was the federal government. Al Qaeda is a boogeyman. On record, Timothy Osmond, that's Bin Laden. Okay, he had nothing to do with 9/11. That even though the president said that was on record. Okay, he had nothing to do with 9/11.
Do you know?
Anything that you see on the news that you believe? No, not on the news. Is there anything that you run into from day to day life that you believe? That you go, you know what, that's not a false flag. Well, that's absolutely not somebody trying to put something over on me. That's not the government trying to screw with me.
Sure. That's, you know, when somebody answers the question, then let me ask you this. How come 6 of the 10 9/11 official committee members do not buy the official story no more?
Guess answer what? That. Again.
Anymore.
I want to hear. Tell you what, from now on. Oh, my God. Dude, from now on, don't ask any questions. Just state facts. I want facts.
Mainstream media zombie. Oh, yeah. Well, we gotta follow everything that we're told by the media and the government. So you believe in everything in the official narrative? Is that what you're going at?
Never said that. I spent a long time in media, and I question everything. That's what you do. You're skeptical.
Exactly.
But when you get a legitimate answer, then guess what? You go, okay, that's good.
Exactly. Yeah. You're right. But I haven't got a legitimate. I got ignored.
No, you don't. You have questions. You have, well, how the hell, you have, how did this happen? Why do people believe this? Why do people think that? That's what I keep coming back to, because that's the thing that makes you kind of a buffoon.
Oh, for asking questions. Oh, yeah.
No, not for asking questions. It's totally okay to ask questions, but you don't accept the answers if it's not something you believe.
There is no answers. If they give me an answer, hell, all right, move on.
But you wouldn't, because you're waiting for the answer that you believe is true, even if that answer is absolute crap.
I mean, I guess my point here, Dan, is that why should anyone give you any answers? For God's sake, you're supporting terrorism.
Oh, yeah. Second Amendment, that's terrorism. Yeah.
I was not talking about the Second Amendment, I was talking about the abortion clinics.
The federal government, we're terrorists because we support the Second Amendment. We believe in the Constitution. That's on the Mayak Report.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the abortion clinics, Dan, which you said it's okay to bomb them.
Oh, but it's okay for them to kill millions of kids here?
But you know what? Abortion?
Hold on, you've got a vibrator going.
You got a vibrator. But get your dildo. That brings us back full circle. Is Common Core there?
Oh, yeah, the Common Quad dildo, yeah.
Hey, Dan, explain to me, I want to get
back to the facts, guys. Okay?
No. Here's what I want to do. Because you know what? Half of your appearance on this show is just you going, because you keep interrupting us and Skype cuts you out. Okay, so let me ask you one question. This is a very important question. Remember when the Pope released those doves and they were attacked by a crow and a seagull? Can you walk us through that one again?
No, just go watch the report. I mean, I'm not getting sidetracked here. We're here to debate the facts. And, you know, you're not presenting no refutable evidence.
Yeah, but I'm not presenting no.
Okay. A lot of what you believe, though, stems from this sort of morality that you believe you have because you are a hardcore Christian. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. The Bible is the base of morality. It's the base of the laws of the land. It's historical.
Now, I disagree with that as somebody who's an atheist. But that, you know, I don't think that I'm any less a decent person because of that.
Judeo-Christian.
Yeah, this country is founded on Judeo-Christian beliefs.
That's up to debate. But I keep getting that.
Country was founded on judicial, Christian Judeo beliefs.
Christian Judeo beliefs. Okay.
And here's under the Articles of Confederation, they even passed the old Deluded Satan Act to teach kids how to read and write. This was back in the 1600s, so they would not read and write the Bible, so they would not be deceived by the dark ages. This is all right.
Before we wrap up the show,
you believe in Satan?
Absolutely.
Do you think he's
Satan,
like
you believe okay. Satan is an actual being, an actual person, something that makes us do bad?
Not a horn.
No, not a horn like cartoon fictitious, but yes, he's fictitious. A real thing.
You think that you believe that there's a hell? There's a place where you go that flakes of fire and chains of ice and so on and so on?
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right. That's good. That's good.
Exactly. Clarification. The people like Margaret Sanger going, people who support abortion, these scum from Planned Parenthood, that's exactly where they're going from. The people from the United Nations are going from. These jerks, okay, they're trying to take out guns because registration leads to confiscation. And they're exactly in their plans, the globalist plans, the UN plans, the government plans. They want to confiscate our weapons. The UN openly stated they want total disarmament of the American people. The United Nations has said that on record. If you don't believe me, go to the UN's website and look up the documents for yourself.
Let me ask you, Dan, we're running out of time. I got one last question for you. What do you think of the Iran deal?
It's all giant hoax. That's all it is.
It's a big hoax?
It's a bunch of hogwash. It's just the United States and the UN doing nothing. You know, I want to tell these people out there, these wars in the Middle East has nothing to do with our security, nothing to do with freedom, okay? It's all to do with global dominance. That's all it is, divide and conquer. Everything our founding fathers warned us not to do.
Yeah, what about Israel's role in all this? Where you land on that?
First of all, I don't trust the Israeli government.
Why not? What is it about? Which member of the government don't you trust?
None of them.
Like, specifically?
None of them. I don't trust the entire Israeli government.
Thank you, Kevin. Thanks for being there, Kevin.
Kevin's tracking with us. Okay. Kevin knows exactly where we're going.
I know where you're going with this, but I don't trust any of the Israeli government. They're much as criminals as our government.
But you don't trust the prime minister either?
None of them.
All right. What is it about the prime minister you don't like?
None of them. I don't trust any of these people. Okay?
I'm just asking specifically. What is it? Because I know you've spent a lot of time on the Prime Minister of Israel. I mean, what don't you like about him?
I don't trust any of them.
Kevin. I like Kevin.
I like you guys.
All right.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. I know where you're trying to go with this, but you know what?
Where?
You don't trust any
Where am I going with it, Dan?
It's collaborate on a global level.
Say it for us, please.
They want a new world order, and they're doing everything in their power to do this. Okay, they want to push gun control, and exactly all over the country, you people say, they're not taking our guns.
But wait. We were talking about Israel. I just want
to... How does everything go back to that?
United States government, the Israeli government, the Iranian government, they're all on the same page. It's a giant Hollywood stage to push a global government. That's all it is.
It's a giant Hollywood stage to...
push a global government, a new world order. Okay. As they openly state all the time. All the leaders call for a new world order. You know, but what conspiracy theorists? Oh, they don't say that when it's on record. They go on the mainstream media and say, we need a new world order. And you had this scumbag of a pope. He's nothing but a false prophet going around preaching the climate change.
Yeah.
And global warming's fake. Climate change is fake. It's not real.
Bring up the music.
Yeah. We've got the music running. We got about 2 minutes left to go in the show. And It's all yours.
Take it.
I just want to get from you, Dan, because I know you've talked about it a lot. there are real Jews in Israel, and according to you.
And then there are revelations that says,
and there are not real Jews.
And the like, people profess to be Jews, like the Israeli government and people like Rothschild, they fake that they're not real Jews. They're fake.
Okay.
And so, the Bible says that in Revelation. You can go look it up for yourself.
So tell me about why the Prime Minister of Israel is not a real Jew.
They all belong to the same group.
Well, why?
From the same bloodlines, from the same families and whatnot.
Okay, so, but what I'm trying to get at here, Dan, is why is the Prime Minister of Israel not a real Jew?
They all belong to the same family and bloodline.
Okay, so, but what does that have to do with the Prime Minister of Israel?
It has a lot to do with it. It's called global government. They're all trying to push our government as well. They're all in together, United Nations. They want a global government. They want to take your guns. They're going to force everybody for RFID chip. This is all on record, folks. You can research all this for yourself. Don't listen to me, Bob, or Chaz. Do your own research.
Well, please listen to us. I mean, we want people to listen to us. I mean, I want people to listen to us.
No, why don't you let your audience have a mind for their own? I tell my audience, don't listen to Dan Bedardi. I want you to have a mind for your own out there listening and research all the stuff for yourself.
I guess what I'm getting at, Dan, do you know the name of the Prime Minister of Israel?
Nope, I can't recall it.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Kevin.
Good man, Kevin.
Dan, do you know the name of the Prime Minister of Israel? Got 20 seconds left.
Adolf Hitler.
Wow,
that's nice. Wow,
Ballsy, I like it.
Yeah, not anti-Semitic at all.
He's ready to close, but
Dan, thanks for coming on the show.
And yeah, good day.
Good luck to you.
Remember, the show not being fringe.
Okay, sure. All right.
One more time. Come on, one more time, Dan.
One more time. Shall not be infringed.
Shall not be infringed.
Okay. Bye bye.